but that this would actually be the final psalm. And the evidence is, the end says, Kalu Tfilos David Ben Yishai, that David Ben Yishai has finished with his prayers, and so it was organized to be number 72, but it's actually recited by David almost on his deathbed. And it's all about his aspirations for his son Shlomo. The Mizmor begins, and very poignantly, Li Shlomo, you would think that he's the author, but the most unanimous view amongst the Meforshim is that it's about David's hopes for Shlomo. So what does a father dream for his son? Li Shlomo, Elokim Mishpatacha L'Melech Tein V'Tzidkascha L'Ven Melech, that, O God, you should give my son the capacity to carry out Mishpat and Tzedakah. And this is such a deeply Jewish idea. The Torah tells us that the reason that Avram was chosen as Kiyadativ Laman Asher Yitzaves Banav Es Beso Acharav Yishamru Derech Hashem Lasos Tzedako Mishpat, that Avram would care enough to teach his children to do the right thing. To do the right thing, meaning Tzedakah and Mishpat. So what does David hope for when it comes to his son? Exactly those words. Elohim Mishpatacha L'Melech Tein V'Tzidkascha L'Ven Melech. May my son continue in my path of tzedakah and mishpat, which is really the path, you know, of Avraham Avinu. I should note that that's part of what's so poignant about the conclusion of this psalm being Tfilos David ben Yishai, that David refers to himself here as the son of Yishai, because now he's, you know, exiting stage right, and he's passing things on to his own son. So he refers to himself as his father's son, and he hopes that Shlomo will always conduct himself as his father's son. Unfortunately, Shlomo, towards the end of his life, as is detailed in Sefer Melachim in chapter 11, strays from that vision. I just wanted to key in on one aspect here of what justice is all about. So the recurring motif here is that Shlomo should really take care of those who are most vulnerable. Yadin amcha b'tzedek, you should judge the whole nation in justice, but va'aniyacha b'mishpat, in particular an emphasis on the aniyim, on those who are poorest. Two psukim later, Yishbot aniyei am, you should judge those who are impoverished. Yoshia livnei evyon, to be a source of salvation for the evyonim, v'dakei osheik, right, and those who are crushed and oppressed. Just a few psukim later, the same exact theme recurs. Ki yatzil evyon mishaveya, he will save, my son will save the evyon who is crying out, who's been robbed, v'ani v'ein ozer lo, somebody who is totally isolated, who's poor and is constantly taken advantage of. Yachos al dalvi avyon, will have compassion on those who are poor. Venafshos avyonim yoshia, and he will save again the avyonim. Mitochu mechamas yigal nafsham, from oppression, and those who take advantage of them, he will redeem them. V'yekar damam be'enav, and their blood will mean something to him. He won't say, oh, these are the riffraff, the dregs of society, who really cares? But no, all of their lives will truly matter to him. And so you can ask the following question. If this is really about justice, you know, what about the pasuk in Sefer Shmos? In Parshas Mishpatim, it tells us, Vidal lo sedar berivo, that you can't favor somebody just because they're an ani or an evyon. You should want justice, you know, wherever that justice leads you. So I think that there are really two answers to this question. So I think, first of all, what David was focusing on here was not just the juridical role of the king. The king had an important juridical role. And in fact, when Shlomo prayed for something, God said to Shlomo very early on in his life, I'll give you anything you want. And Shlomo prayed for a lev shomea, for a discerning heart, to be able to carry out his function in a juridical sense. So that is part of what David HaMelech is referring to here, but it's not the sum total. He's also talking about the policies that the king would enact, and that he felt that Shlomo's policies should be sensitive to those who are most vulnerable in society, as we talked about, V'yekar damam be'enav, that he would care about their lives. That's not just in the context of a courtroom, but that's in a broader perspective. Now, the second thing has to actually do within the courtroom. Well, it's true that we're never allowed to usurp or pervert, distort justice in favor of the party who's more indigent simply because they're more indigent. Again, that's a problem of lo tata mishpat and vidalo sedar berivo. It would implicate a number of Torah level prohibitions. But we have to understand what the purpose of law is in society. There are disagreements about that, but one of the main purposes of law in society is specifically to protect those who are most vulnerable. Let's say you didn't have any law at all. So what would happen? Would be the state of nature. So by definition, those who were mightier, stronger, would be able to take advantage of those who were weaker and poor. So the very idea of having a legal system that works, in broadly speaking, is actually meant to protect the minorities, is actually meant to protect those who would be most vulnerable in society. So even in a particular case, one is never allowed to pervert justice. If a poor person stole from a rich person, they're still guilty of stealing, and the consequences have to be as such, as if it were in the other direction as well. But when one upholds a legal system, the ultimate beneficiaries of any functional legal system that's truly just are those who would have been at most at risk in a society with no legal system. Like we said in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos just earlier this week, right? Hispalo b'shloma shel malchus shel malei mora ish esreihu chayim b'la'o. In the absence of a functional government with a judiciary, you have the state of nature, and one person will swallow the next. So the Gemara says, well, which person is going to swallow the other person? The bigger person is going to swallow the smaller person. So actually having an independent and functional judiciary is the single best thing for those who are weaker in society, because it provides them the protection that they would never have within a state of nature kind of existence. I think that is probably the synthesis here. The reason that David is so focused on the same time as Mishpat, as he is on the Aniyim, is even if you'd have to, in a specific case or a specific set of cases, rule against those who are indigent because they were in the wrong, in aggregate, a legal system really does protect those who are most vulnerable overall. So I want to wish everybody a wonderful day. Within a few hours, we should know about the minyan tonight. We're just waiting for final clearances. We'll work that out. So again, if you're signed up for the in-person minyan, you will definitely get messages from me by noon today.